Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. Today I'm talking with Nicholas Lyons, who's a Development Officer for Robotic Milking Systems, Dairy and Intensive Livestock Industries within the Department of Primary Industries, and we're talking about robotic milking systems. Well, Nicholas, what are robotic milking systems?
Robotic milking systems have been around for over 20 years with the idea of replacing human labor in all milking-related tasks. The main characteristics of robotic milking systems is that they are automatic, so there's a robot that performs the procedures of cleaning udders, attaching cups and removing the cups and spraying the teats. They're a voluntary system, so the cows traffic around the system towards the milking robots and get milk. And they're distributed because cows do not have defined milking sessions. Milking occurs spread throughout the day.
How reliable are they, given they've been developed for 20 years and the industry really hasn't embraced them wholeheartedly? There must be some issues about reliability. Have they ironed out those problems?
Basically, as you mentioned, robots have been around for 20 years. There's no doubt that a robot can milk a cow efficiently and effectively. The issues are how the robots can be inserted into a system and adapt the use of a robot in a particular system. So it's very well defined in indoor systems as those in Europe and the US. So there are more than 10,000 farmers operating these systems. And they arrived in 2001 to pasture-based systems as in Australia, and we've already got over 25 farms operating with these systems. So it's about adapting the pasture-based Australian dairy conditions to the use of robots.
Now you say adapting the pasture-based, what challenges are there in adapting a pasture-based dairy system to robot use?
So the main challenge at the beginning was addressed by the Future Dairy Project, was can high levels of pasture utilization be achieved using robots, and can we guarantee the traffic that will guarantee the milking frequency and milk yields of cows on pasture? And it has been tested and trialed on research and commercial farms that cows can traffic around the system and get milked efficiently. It's about how do we manage the pasture allocations in the system and the feed pad to be able to increase that cow traffic in the system.
With a robotic system, do you still need labour there 24/7 as part of the milking system, or can it be semi-automated?
And that is a very good question, and it goes back to the expectations on the system. This removes all the milking related tasks, but there are still other tasks that have to be done on farm, like, I don't know, detecting cows on heat, inseminating cows, feeding cows, setting up fences, feeding calves. So there's still labor associated with the whole dairy operation. It's just that labor is not tied up to two or three times per day to milk the cows.
So you can be milking at 2 or 3 in the morning and you don't actually need someone physically there at that time.
Exactly. Cows can get milked all throughout the night with basically no one on farm at those times.
How do you give the animal an incentive though to come in for milking during night hours, particularly in a pasture-based system?
So basically it's about how do we place the amount of feed. It's not about underfeeding the cows, it's about splitting the feed sources or differentiating between feed sources to increase cow traffic. So let's say all the cows go during the day to a certain pasture allocation, pasture starts getting depleted in that allocation, so cows walk out of that pasture to go to the next one, and walking from one pasture to the other one, they have to go through the dairy and therefore get milked. Otherwise, concentrates can be an incentive to go and get milked.
You mentioned that there are more than 20 dairies that already use robotic systems, but who else should be considering implementing a robotic type milking system?
I think that today anybody that is either starting up a dairy or replacing the dairy shed has to be asking himself the question, how do they want to milk their cows now and into the future? So it can be somebody that the shed is already too small or too old and therefore needs replacing. It's somebody that has decided to open a greenfield and needs to install a new dairy. Is somebody that maybe has a runoff block, and we've got one farmer in Australia, in Tasmania, that is operating a robotic milking system on a runoff block. Somebody that wants to attract or retain more staff, somebody that wants to leave a better labor and lifestyle condition to the younger generation. So there are different types of farmers or conditions that may make someone think that robotic can have a place in their operation.
I would assume though that it's a fairly capital intensive changeover, or development to a robotic dairy from a conventional dairy?
Yeah, so we haven't seen, and overseas there hasn't been farmers that are changing from a new fancy shed to robots. It's more somebody that has to either install a new shed or is replacing an older shed that thinks about robots. And today in Europe, for example, more than 50% of the new installations are robots. So farmers that are deciding to replace the shed, 50% of them go for robots. So it is a capital intensive investment, but it's about the benefits that it may bring. So, and most of them are associated to a potential increase in milk yield, better health of cows and people, and better improved lifestyle.
You mentioned milk yield. What sort of productivity improvements can you make with milk yield with a robotic system?
So as these systems allow for cows to potentially milk more often than twice per day, generally cows, we observe the cows in early lactation tend to milk more than twice per day, so generally around 3 times per day or 2.5 times per day. So that can reflect overall in lactation around 5% increase in milk yield. But of course, if feed and all the management associated with it is still targeting that increase in milk yield. Otherwise, just by milking more frequently, you won't observe a higher yield.
Given the slow uptake so far in the dairy industry, why do you think that robotic milking systems have a place in the Australian dairy industry?
Because I think Australia is facing an issue that it can be observed worldwide, and is a worldwide trend. Each time there are less farms, each time farms are bigger, each time cows produce more milk, and it's every time more difficult because of cost and availability to attract and retain staff to live on farms. So if we want to make this attractive for younger generations, we have to start thinking of new ways of operating our system, and that's where I feel that robotics can have a place in the industry.
What do you think is the future, though, of robotics? We've come a certain way in automation. Are there future developments that could potentially benefit Australian dairy farmers?
I think that there is a huge future for robotics in the industry. I think that both research and commercial farms have proven that robots can be incorporated to the Australian dairy industry. I think now it's a matter of increasing knowledge and awareness and communicate those learnings to the wider industry so people are aware of what these systems can and cannot do, and then it's a matter of providing all the support around the industry for farmers that could be interested, have the information to uptake this technology.
Nicholas Lyons, Development Officer, Robotic Milking Systems with the Department of Primary Industries, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.